the news. I'm Sui. Chinese President Xi Jinping says mutual respect, good neighborly relationship, solidarity, and mutual benefit have contributed to the successful collaboration between China and the five Central Asian countries. He made a remark during a virtual summit marking the 30th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between China and the countries. The president also calls the four principles the source of energy in promoting China's exchange with Central Asian countries in the future. Leaders of the five Central Asian countries said they eagerly look forward to attending the opening ceremony of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics next week. Chinese President Xi Jinping says China is all set to deliver a simple, safe, and splendid Winter Olympics. He made the remarks when meeting with Thomas Bach, president of the International Olympic Committee, on Tuesday in Beijing. He says everything is ready for the Beijing Winter Olympics following more than 6 years of preparations. Nearly 3,000 athletes from about 90 countries and regions will compete at the Beijing Olympics, scheduled to open on February the 4th. Bach thanked China for the excellent preparatory work for the Games, saying he's fully confident that the 2022 Winter Olympics will be a safe, smooth, and successful event. China is calling on all parties in Burkina Faso to resolve their differences through dialogue and restore order as soon as possible. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian says China hopes the parties will work on the issues based on the interests of the people. He also says the Chinese embassy has issued a notice and will protect the safety of Chinese nationals in the African country. Telecom support teams are entering venues of the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics today to prepare for the Games. The telecom technology operation teams will provide communication support, including 5G services, which will be widely used in broadcasting, timing, and scoring. Reporter Zhou Yixin visits the operations center to learn about more.
41 telecoms tech teams with a total of 1,500 staff are entering the closed-loop area on Tuesday to ensure steady communication support for the Winter Olympics. Each venue has a designated operations team. The other teams are responsible for maintaining base stations, broadcasting, and other services. The operations teams take commands from the Telecom Technology Operations Center. The center manages the whole Olympics telecom network, and all the communications network rely on this network, including the Olympics Information Network, which is used by the Olympic Organizing Committee to direct all the events. It's also essential for the Broadcast Contribution Network, basic telephone and cell phone coverage, and the internet service.
The United States will send 222 athletes to the Beijing Olympic Winter Games. The U.S. Olympic team features 92 returning Olympians, including snowboarder Shawn White and women's alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. The roster is the second largest U.S. contingent ever at the Olympic Winter Games. French President Emmanuel Macron has held a video conference with U.S. President Joe Biden. Macron has expressed his deep concern about the situation on the borders of Ukraine and stressed the need to work collectively for a rapid de-escalation. The meeting was held along with several European leaders and heads of European Union institutions. The LEC also says Macron will hold talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in the coming days. British police are investigating allegations of Downing Street parties during lockdown. London's Metropolitan Police Commissioner Cressida Dick made the announcement on Tuesday.
I can confirm that the Met is now investigating a number of events that took place at Downing Street and Whitehall in the last 2 years in relation to potential breaches of COVID-19 regulations.
Dick says the investigation was prompted both by the information provided by the Cabinet Office inquiry team and by police officers' own assessment. China has released a new generation operating system for spacecraft. The operating system was developed by the Beijing Institute of Control Engineering under China Academy of Space Technology. Earlier versions of SpaceOS have been used in more than 300 spacecraft. And that's the news. I'm Su Yi.